B-Pod Studios.
Up. They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You were so mad at me yesterday over that. I don't know what you're so pissed off about.
Because it didn't make sense, and I wanted answers, and you didn't have any. I don't know why it was there. I don't know who got it, and your explanation of it was BS, and I didn't appreciate it.
There was a memorabilia story though yesterday that we had on the rundown and didn't get to. These are COVID times.
Oh, the baseball card thing?
LeBron James rookie card went for $1.8 million at auction. A 2003-2004 LeBron James Upper Deck rookie patch parallel card sold at auction by Golden Auctions for $1.845 million on Sunday. The price tag on the rare card sets a record for modern day cards, which is 1980 until now, and is the most any basketball card has ever sold for. $1.8 million for a modern card, something from 2004.
This is what bothers me about the baseball card thing, okay?
And you know me. I love cards.
I know you do.
Love them.
But you love them from back in the day when they were still somewhat of like a thing that people actually did collect and liked them just for what they were. At some point, they became the only reason for baseball cards' existence was to collect them. You know, back, I like the notion of old baseball cards that were like passed around a little bit and kids actually looked at them and thought they were cool. And then some loony kid somewhere decided, I'm not going to touch this thing. I'm going to put it away because I think it might be worth something one day. And lo and behold, it was. To me, athletic trading cards now are the equivalent of stuff that's put out there by the Franklin Mint. We are telling you, as we produce this, this is a special collectible thing.
Limited edition with a certificate.
Right. And that automatically makes me say, well, if I have to be told it's special, then it's not all that special. So I don't care. I don't care about your cards. Not one iota. Now, the fact that LeBron's rookie card was worth something, I think we're seeing what could be the end of these things, unless people still indulge these card manufacturers and the people who get them by saying, yes, absolutely, that's a special thing in life. How do you know? Because they said it was the moment they put it out.
Okay, so the previous record was in May for a same auction house, Golden Auctions, or big memorabilia auction house. They sold a Bowman Draft Chrome Red Refractor Mike Trout signed autograph card for $922,000 back in May. Hardy, if Topps wanted to print another one of those cards, do you know how long that would take them?
15 seconds?
15 seconds, and then they could go bring the card to Mike Trout and get it signed.
Right.
That, to me, is you're treating something new as a commodity, which could be instantly replicated in 15 seconds.
Right.
That I don't get. I cannot wrap my head around it.
Right.
With a jersey card, okay, they cut up a jersey from, you know, that particular year. That's a little bit harder to reproduce in 15 seconds. But a card, no matter how special it is, what color it is, they can get another one made. And now there's two of them, not one of them anymore.
Right.
Now you've got two.
Right.
So that is sort of weird. And then I nerded out on you guys yesterday. I said, we're not talking about a T206 Wagner. We're not talking about that.
That's where I stopped reading.
And you guys all laughed at me. And then I pulled up the story today on ESPN. And here's what Ken Golden, the guy at the auction house, said. If we were talking about a T206 Wagner, I'm like, this guy's speaking my language. Or a 1952 Mantle, it probably wouldn't be that much news. But when you're talking about a card that was literally produced 17 years ago and for is of a guy still playing in the NBA, it was just shocking to see it. It's really where my particular industry has been going for several years. Like a Hornace Wagner card, you can reproduce it. You can make a replica, but it's not the real thing from the printer that's authentic from however many years ago. You know, the one that Wayne Gretzky sold ended up being a little bit fraudulent. I don't know if you guys know that.
No.
But that to me is something that you can't get. Like that's truly unique. You can't get that. That was produced so many years ago. Yes, you could reprint the 1952 Mantle, but it's like reprinted now. It's not the same. It's not the same if it's not 70 years old.
And again, to me, not the same if it's something that was produced and then immediately coveted,
marketed as
and
limited.
Marketed as being something special and collectible. The coolest, most special, most collectible things are things like the coat worn by the half sister of Katie Markham.
That
Mystic
organically
River.
Became right. One of one. Only one of those exists.
Right.
That's rare.
Right.
That's something that you want. Yes, that may have been 17 years ago as well. 2003. 17 years ago. But organically it became.
How many people online are
piece.
How many people online are willing to make you an offer on that coat right now?
I don't know that we have any yet.
The phones must
oh,
be
we
down.
Got one. Matt in Fitchburg. Matt, you got an offer?
Hey, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I had to pull over on the side of the road, so I apologize if the radio stinks or the connection stinks.
No, we hear you loud and clear.
I think it's only worth, I deal with this stuff all the time. I'm a memorabilia collector, seller, dealer, and all nine yards.
Dealer, that's good. That's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm.
It's worth what somebody wants to pay for it, and that's all. So you could go and sell it for $50. You could sell it for $350. It's what somebody wants to pay for it, and that's all you're going
to
get.
I don't need a dealer to tell me that. What are you going to pay Mark Bertrand for that coat right now, sir?
$50.
That's $50 more dollars. Matt, we'll put you on hold. We'll get your information there. It's $50 more dollars than I would have had yesterday.
Swap shop.
I don't know that my sister-in-law is willing to pay $50 for it. I'll have to ask her. Are you willing to match Matt in Fitchburg? The problem is she already took possession of it, so that's a little bit of an issue. That's 9/10 of the law.
I kind of want it now. Now I want it.
You can replace the magic Michigan State jersey in your office that I gave you.
It was a gift.
It was a gift, Hardy.
That I bought a torso for. That's how it's displayed.
You could replace the magic jersey with the goat.
No, I'd buy another torso.
Another one. We have side by side.
I would display them both.
Right.
Wow, that's obviously a signed Magic Johnson Michigan State jersey. What's that next to it? I'm glad you asked. And have a seat.
Buckle up.
Because this is going to take a while. This one, easily identifiable. You can say what it is in 10 seconds or less. This one, do you have a minute? Because I have a DVD. Hold up.
Do you remember Mystic River? Yeah, do you remember Katie Markham, the daughter? Yeah, not her.
Not her.
You remember Nadine, the one that made the first communion? Oh, yeah. Yeah, not her.
Not her either. The other one.
Sarah. Her name was Sarah. I don't remember hearing that name in the movie. You probably didn't. Sarah Markham. This is her jacket.
The only place it appears is in the first draft of the script. Do you have a copy of the script?
I had to upgrade to IMDb Plus to get the name, but now I know it.
30-day free trial. Just remember to cancel.
We got a couple open lines. We'll get back to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. As promised, we go back to your calls. Johnny in Boston's been hanging on Mookie Betts. What's up, Johnny?
How you doing today there?
Good.
Mr. Beetle and Hardy?
Yeah, hi.
I'll make it quick here. I mean, you guys are talking about how, oh, actually, you, Beetle, you mentioned that $50 million is it's ridiculous not to sign Mookie Betts. The thing is, though, when you look at, like, in the history of contracts, when it comes to batters, right, when has there been a significant batter that's changed, really, the dynamic of the game? Minus Dave Ortiz, I understand the fact that, like, you know, what he's done. But in all reality, you have Mike Trout is making $35 million. You got Bryce Harper making, he did an elongated contract with 30-something million. And then I can even bring it back to Rodriguez with the Yankees. When you already have hitters, it's not that big of a deal to get rid of another one. You know, the biggest issue, my opinion, would be pitching. So you let a guy go, you let him go, and in all reality, you know, how many home runs did we hit last night? Minus, quote-unquote, Rawlings.
Okay, so I get what you're saying, Johnny, and that is that positional players, we gave you that stat earlier. There have been 14 guys that have signed as a positional player a contract worth $200 million or more in their career. And on that contract, only one guy ever has reached the World Series, and that is Alex Rodriguez. So it is a valid point that one individual positional player and one guy in a lineup cannot change your team's fortunes by himself, and I think that's correct. That is true. I would still say, though, that that doesn't mean you don't want to have some of the best players on your team. You said it yourself. David Ortiz on a good team can be the difference between losing in the divisional round and winning a World Series, can he? He just gave the example himself. So no, David Ortiz can't make you a 95-win team and a playoff team, but he can make a huge difference when you do get to the playoffs. And on Mookie Betts, unfortunately for me, in this argument, he did not perform at a high level in the playoffs in 2018. He just didn't. No, but the point is not a bad one. Giancarlo Stanton is not going to win the World Series by himself because he gets paid hundreds of millions of dollars by the Yankees. Manny Machado will not be doing that for his team unless they, again, put a lot of other pieces.
It's tough to justify it. I understand that, but, you know, it's also tough to think that up until this point anyway, before they signed and before you thought that maybe there was a chance Mookie Betts was going to stay and it would have been nice to have him around. Would have been nice to have him around at least for the season. I mean, I understand that that one player is not going to make the difference in the championship, but how can you argue your team is not in a much better place with him there?
Can I tell you who is looking more and more like the best deal in baseball? And he's on a contract that's worth $260 million. Nolan Arenado. Holy smokes, is that guy good? See the play he made the other day? He went into left field and caught a shallow fly ball, then turned around and made the throw back to first with the runner going back to the bag and like having to hustle his ass off because he couldn't believe that Arenado had made the catch. Guy is ridiculous. And oh, by the way, he hits like 40 home runs a year. Yeah, that too. He's looking like a steal, man. An absolute steal at 260.
So not Chris Sale?
No, not Chris Sale. Definitely not. Not a steal. Definitely not. 617-779-0985. Kurt in Beverly has an offer for me, Hardy. Kurt?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'll offer you 100 for that, Coach.
100 bucks?
Yeah.
What?
I think it'd be an awesome story to be like, by the way, I was listening to the radio one day, heard him talking about this coat, they put it up for auction, and then where the coat even came from Mystic River. I think that'd be wicked funny just to have that in my, like, house somewhere.
See, now that he's got the added value of being able to attach another celebrity to it, in addition to the celebrity that is the second half-sister of Katie Markham in the movie Mystic River. You know,
she has a name. Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah Markham. In addition to the actors who played Sarah Markham in Mystic River, this was also held by and possessed, albeit for a very brief amount of time, by Mark Bertrand of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. So
that's a lot of Boston history right there.
I'll take your questions now about the coat.
There is a problem about it, though, and that is $100. The coat is nicer. It's nice enough to be worth $100 just as a coat.
And that is an issue when talking about it. Its value as memorabilia, is it by itself without the celebrity attachment actually worth more? If that is the case,
I think it might
then there is a question of actual value.
Hardy, I picked it up. I could not believe how heavy it was.
Is that a good thing? Do you want something real heavy?
Well, it's a winter coat.
On a five-year-old girl? You want a nice heavy coat? Here, honey, put this on. It's gonna hurt your back.
Relative to its size.
Stand at the bus stop wearing this thing. It's gonna make your knees.
Okay,
ache.
So the actress so heavy. That played Sarah Markham, her name is Gillian Wheeler.
What else has she been in?
Well, that's what I was looking for. It appears she has not been credited in anything since 2013. Last time she was active in a... Oh, she was listed as a crew member on that. She wasn't even acting. She was a crew member on the show Spontaneous Construction. She was a production assistant for one episode. In 2012, she worked as the second unit director or assistant director on the show Cut. I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
Oh, it was a six-minute short drama. Short film, 6 minutes long. Her last acting gig appears to be in 2006 in The Legend of Lucy Keys.
Ooh.
It's a drama / thriller from 2006.
This is the same. This is the Gillian from New Hampshire. Is this the one we're talking about?
Oh, she's from New Hampshire.
Barrington, New Hampshire.
I'll take your word for it.
Google doesn't.
Yes. Barrington, New Hampshire.
Because it took me a while finding the right Gillian Wheeler. Google does not autocorrect. If you put in J-I, it doesn't finish it with Gillian Wheeler from Mystic River,
well,
coat wearer.
If you go to GillianWheeler.com, which is listed as her official website on IMDb, it takes you to a, looks like this domain isn't connected to a website yet.
Well,
is this your domain?
Under construction.
Something's going on there. I guess the website's not up to speed.
24% on Rotten Tomatoes for Lucy Keys. Not really a hit.
Why do you got to bring that up? Why don't you bring up the fact that she was uncredited as a student in Osmosis Jones, which got a hell of a lot better rating than that?
You know what, though? Once you reach the mountaintop like she did, sometimes you just kind of step away.
Yeah, there's...
Nothing else to accomplish.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Barry is in Boston on LeBron's card. Hey, Barry.
Well, what's up, guys?
Hey.
That card, if you check it out, there's a guy on Instagram. His name is MN Miracle One. And he was the previous owner of that card. And just 4 years ago, he sold it for $46,000. And in 4 years, goes from $46,000 to $1.8 million. Check it out. The guy's kicking himself now.
He already sold it?
No, the previous owner, not the guy who just sold.
Oh.
The guy, he sold it for $46,000. The guy he sold it to turned it around for $1.8 million.
Okay.
It's like the day trading of baseball cards.
Think about that with the coat.
Brian wants to know,
I should hang on to the coat.
Yeah.
It's only been 17 years since Mystic River. What's the coat worth at another 4 or 5?
Brian wants to know, are we sure this coat wasn't for the stunt double for the second half-sister in Mystic River? I mean, a lot of kids have stand-ins.
No, this is the real deal. That's confirmed by the film.
Are we sure? How much would it be worth?
Show the picture again, Josh. Confirmed by the film.
If it were just
in the scene in the church.
What if it were just the coat that she wore to the set? For her one half
this
scene
is
in Mystic River.
The formal coat worn to the first communion. Nadine's making her first communion. Okay. The accents in that movie are so bad. so freaking
bad. Ah, this is the desk from The Godfather. The Godfather's desk? No, Frank Pantangeli's desk. They redid the house. So they brought in, and actually, it's not in the shot. The room where he had the desk, they turned into a sitting room. It's just a small desk off to the side. It's not the, it's in the Corleone house, but not, it's not the desk that you're thinking of. Poor Frankie.
Obscure.
Poor Frankie.
Obscure movie memorabilia. That could be, there could be a market for that, McCone. There could be, some opportunity.
The best thing
there.
Is, you could just say anything is. I mean, you're really good.
You're talking about forgeries, Hardy. This is what you're referring to. Oh. Yeah, is that what you're referring to? 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Coming up next, today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
App. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is coming up in a little more than 10 minutes. Jen is in Connecticut. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
My husband wanted me to tell you about my obscure movie memorabilia.
All right. What is it?
I have two chairs from the Bridesmaids movie.
Okay, chairs. Now let's see if Beetle and I can. We're gonna start by, with our level of interest. Are they chairs in the wedding scene at the end of the movie?
I don't think so. I believe they were from a dinner scene earlier in the movie.
The dinner at the restaurant that made them sick.
Possibly.
You don't even know. You don't even know how obscure your chairs are.
Yeah, correct. I mean, how do you know they're from... Well, why do you think they're from the movie? Because it sounds like you don't know.
Correct. So I had purchased them from an antique shop, and that's how it was advertised, from the set of the Bridesmaids movie. And
Wow.
Right, there were four, and I said, well, I've never really seen the movie, but I'm looking for two chairs.
And you didn't even take the other two. You only bought two of the four.
Correct.
The fact that they were willing to break up that set tells you they weren't real.
Yes, well.
Oh, we'll let two of them go.
Wouldn't you feel compelled if you bought something? And
this is so great. We're going to open an antique store where we just go around, pick up furniture at yard sales and be like, oh, that chair. Oh, that. Oh, you know, name a movie.
Napkins from the Terminator 2. Oh. Is there an eating scene? Yeah, right there at the beginning, before the foster father, he gets killed. There's a kitchen table. There's napkins on it. These were napkins that were on the table. Terminator 2. Prove me wrong. You want them or not? $4.
This is a gig now. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, chairs, that's pretty easy to spot. We're not talking about a pencil. Chairs. So wouldn't you feel compelled to watch the movie and see if you could spot your chairs?
Yes.
I would.
Yes, but you see,
I've got
this highlighter here that was on a desk in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
So if you like that film, this was in the movie.
Was it on Leonardo DiCaprio's desk?
No.
Was it Jonah Hill?
I don't think so.
What about the one girl who's like all crazy and she drives the...
No, no, it was one of the other guys in the cubicles.
Rugrat?
In the cubicle farm.
Was that on Rugrat's desk?
But that doesn't matter. It was in the movie. Yeah. It was in The Wolf of Wall Street, and $10. Right there.
All right, give it to me.
Yeah. Mike is in Abington. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I got a good obscure piece of cinematic history.
Yeah.
I was in L.A. shooting a music video, and I went into the Universal prop warehouse, and there was a big stack of newspapers from Evan Almighty, not even Bruce Almighty, and I had a picture of John Goodman on it, and I stuck one in my shirt and took it home. So now I have a piece of Evan Almighty's stuff right there.
I've never seen the movie. I don't know. Are newspapers prominently featured in the film? He's gone. That's too bad. I want to know what music video he was shooting. You left a lot of questions on the table with that guy, Beetle.
That is because I believe we have some breaking news.
Oh, boy.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The reports have been trickling out all day on Mookie Betts. And now one of the biggest names in baseball reporters, Jeff Passan, has some very specific details on the years and the number, including 2020. The new deal is expected to keep Mookie Betts in a Dodger uniform for 13 years at more than $380 million.
I really like Mookie Betts. When you start getting that close to $400 million.
It's a lot of money.
What are we doing? 13 and over 380.
Is Maz here?
Captivated him. He was waiting. He was pointing to the sky, waiting for you to reveal the numbers.
Pointing to the sky?
He was having a conversation, then he heard you say it, and he stopped. He waited and wanted to hear the numbers. It's great. See, his live reaction was priceless.
So it's a lot of cash for Mookie Betts.
It's a lot of cash. Now, this doesn't necessarily change what Maz is going to have to say about whether or not Mookie Betts wanted to be here or not. But now you just talk about the deal. Would you want him as a Red Sox for 13 and 380, Beetle? 13. 2033.
I don't know that it's in the best interest of long-term planning when you get to these types of numbers. That's a big, big number.
Can we do some math? It was 10 years, 350. He was already getting 27 for this year, right?
But then we heard it was 12, 360, which would have gone down to 30. So what is it? 12, 370?
No, he's getting 27 this year,
Jim,
plus the 350
it was
initially reported. It's almost like two free years tacked in at the end.
But as we said, the AAV doesn't really matter because baseball contracts are guaranteed, and it's about getting the biggest number. Because if he was a free agent at the age of, what would he be in 10 years? He's 20. He'd be 37 going on 38. He's not going to get...
No, so we got a two-year, $3 million contract for those years.
Exactly.
Basically.
So it's like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's about getting the biggest guaranteed number, even if it means you're going to give them free years at the end, which at 37, what are you?
I mean, 13 at 30 would be $390 million.
So do 12 at, we'll say, what's the number again? 380?
13 years and more than 380.
Yeah, but he's counting a current year that he's already under contract.
He's 27 for this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not getting 27. He's not counting that as a 27. I don't think he's counting the full number. So that's why I said maybe we'll go on if he's going to get paid 10, divide that 370. It's still $31 million a year or so.
Yeah.
It's over $30 million bucks a year, and it's 370.
Think about it.
New money, we'll assume.
Holy smokes. Your boys are young, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least with your oldest. Do you want Mookie Betts to be getting $30 million a year from the team that you root for when at least one of your sons is in college?
13 years from now, he will be 19.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I already did the math. 19. In college.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
I get you, Beetle. Now, you're saying 10 because of the prorated.
Now I
understand
money.
what you're saying. I got you. So the 27 turns into 10. Now,
assuming that's all I was saying. I'm assuming he's doing.
So
that.
Yeah, it's over 30 million if you factor it in that way. Yeah. I'm sure the agent's going to factor it in to make it sound like it's the highest AAV possible.
Right. So we'll find out eventually who's telling the truth there. But it's a lot of cash, and it's a whole heck of a lot more than what the Red Sox were willing to pay before we had a pandemic. And Mookie Betts, he wasn't wrong to tell everyone to pound sand. He's still going to make a boatload of money. That is insane. And it does feel like maybe a little much. But I was in at 350. So how could I be out at 370? I love the player. I'm biased. I like the player. How could you not like the player? Tom in Worcester says he has a pencil that's been chewed on by John Voight.
Exactly. That's right.
I don't know if that's real or not, but let's assume it is.
That's a Seinfeld.
That's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Driving around in John Voight's car, right?
He's got the glove box with the teeth marks on it.
I forgot all about that.
Remember Jack and the Prius? Jack and the Prius.
Wow, where's he been?
Says he want to buy sunglasses from Midnight Run. Oh, the ones that Walsh steals from Mosley? No, the one that the Native American guy was driving when he drove him in the truck. Those sunglasses.
Best Seinfeld cameo has got to be Danny Tartable, is it not? I mean, isn't that the best one? Like of a...
With the bit, wool uniforms?
A bit figure in the show. Okay, let's get to today's takeaways. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you're in luck. All Awaken 180 locations have reopened and are accepting new clients. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Now, we were talking about hand sanitizer yesterday. Tell me that doesn't smell nice.
It's better.
It's nice.
It's okay.
A good one. Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you to our good friends at Rapid Flow.
Oh, I didn't know it was a sponsor. It's the best hand sanitizer ever. I love it.
No, they have their own branded hand sanitizer that they're giving to their, close friends, which I consider myself.
You know what it kind of smells like? Trix.
Yeah, it's got a real nice fruity smell to it.
It's got a fruity smell, but it's a mixture of fruits like you would have in a bowl of Trix.
Yeah.
Plus, I like to pour a little rum on my Trix, so that's why it's spot on.
I think
for me.
It's a little fruitier than your average wipe that you get after eating lobster or something in a restaurant. They give you one of those.
Oh yeah.
It's a little lemony, but this is a little more fruity. That's nice. A nice scent. Better than that thing that we got there that's gasoline.
That's been there for weeks, and you see
now I know.
Well, people use it once and never use it again. A bottle of hand sanitizer these days, you go through it, like nothing. Everyone tries that one once and never uses it again. That's why it's still almost completely full. All right, what do we got for takeaways?
Well, we got a few things. We can start with either a song or sound effect. They're all song related, though.
I would like to start with the song.
Okay, this would be Tom in Worcester.
Nice.
Making fun of Tim McCone and I for saying we like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Says he loves my gun style, but he can't get the lyrics right when he tries to sing. Two beers cost $40. I can't drink, so who this sucks? Oh, Lord, help me, please tell me, who thinks this band is good? Do they even try? And their songs all sound so lame, and their covers suck. I'd rather listen to the guy from Stained, who did blows. And the guy walking out is me, as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, who did blows.
I feel like some explanation is necessary.
Beat him a cone, heart is right.
The Michael Stipe reference is because Hootie and the Blowfish have taken it upon themselves to do their own version of Losing My Religion, which sounds like a karaoke version of Losing My Religion. It's, you know what it reminded me of? Weezer covering Toto. Like, yeah,
like
this
that.
Is so awesome. Did you like that, McCone?
I loved it.
No, you didn't.
No. I did.
Did.
I'm not going to lie.
If you're going to cover a song, do something other than just an exact replication of the song. Because if that's all you're going to do, I'll just listen to the original. So that's what Hootie did with Losing My Religion. So that's the Michael Stipe reference. And he also said he went to that same show that Beatle went to, and the beers were outrageous. That's why the beer price is in there. But excellent Tom and Worcester contribution today.
Good job.
Toad the Wet Sprocket, though, 31st anniversary. We're going.
I mean, that's the plan. I'll go there for Toad and Jim Blossoms.
Bare Naked Ladies or Hootie and the Blowfish?
Wow. I have to sit through a concert of...
I can't believe this is even a debate for you right now.
I can't believe you're even debating that. Well, wait. Is it Bare Naked Ladies with the original singer or without?
I'll give you the original singer.
Okay.
Give him the original singer.
Then I'll go with Bare Naked Ladies. I saw them once before. They put on a hell of a show. It's entertaining.
Bare Naked Ladies now, or Hootie and the Blowfish?
I don't. Which one is gone? Which lead singer is gone? The redheaded guy,
the fat guy from.
They're all kind of fat, except for that
stand-up
bass player.
Man, they eat well up there.
The stand-up bass player was real thin. I think he was real sick.
A lot of bacon.
What happened to the lead singer?
They kicked him out
for what?
For, I don't know, being a D-bag. I don't know.
Was he into some?
I don't know. I don't know what the. You know what though? I have an expert on the matter. Someone you know.
Should we call him in here? It's like
hold on.
Stars.
I think we could get him on the show tomorrow. No problem if we wanted to talk to him.
Who's the expert?
My friend and now your friend as well, Ryan.
Oh, is he he's a Bare Naked Ladies completist?
Like you wouldn't believe.
EPs, fan club singles.
Might be his favorite band ever.
12-inch vinyls,
might
Euro
his,
imports.
I think it's his favorite band ever. Which sounds crazy, right?
You know what?
We're going to get him on tomorrow.
My friend and also your friend, Nicole, responsible for so many of the wonderful food drops.
She's a groupie.
I don't know if I should say this. You know, not
I remember. Wait a minute. Speaking of stolen memorabilia, I remember a little something you acquired for her a number of years ago.
Well, nobody else wanted it.
Autographed by every member of that band.
Nobody else wanted it. From a now defunct rock station here in town. I said, you know what? I know one person would really appreciate this.
I remember this now.
Signed Bare Naked Ladies poster.
The sound effect was from, what was it? Down with the Sickness.
Oh.
For the NFL. We didn't get to it.
That's fine.
We'll play it again a million times tomorrow, I'm sure.
Of course. Ooh. Hey, Maz is here. Ooh. What's up, Maz?
Baseball reporters, 6 p.m. A lot of Mookie talk tonight, Maz, I'm sure. Belger and Maz are next. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Pollo to bat with a man on. His first at bat tonight.
He grounds that one to short. And the second one, the turn, and in time for the double play, and that will do it. There's your final score here tonight. Toronto comes from behind in exhibition baseball and knocks off the Red Sox by a final score of 8-6.
And there it is. We're back. A little bit of sports. A little bit of sports that you care about. Yeah, even baseball. That still qualifies. I got to tell you, I didn't even know that was happening last night. I didn't even know that was going to be on. I should have been more tuned into that because I was flipping around, and there I go. I'm usually on 852 for NBC Sports Boston, which is where we simulcast every day across New England and the country, brought to you by DraftKings, also here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. But then I just flipped the channel, and oh, there's an actual ball game at Fenway Park live, actual ball game. I got to tell you, I was kind of pleased. And so that's where we're going to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.